Hello, it's the 8th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A backlog at Bedfordshire's Hospital Trust has led to long wait times for hundreds of patients. 475 individuals needing a non-emergency care hospital stay have had dates pushed back for a full year, and 65 of those waiting for more than a year and a half before had been admitted, according to NHS Digital Statistics. The Trust blames a surge in coronavirus patients for the delays. A spokesman for the NHS said that support was provided by the NHS and clinics while patients awaited treatment. Deputy Chief Executive for Bedford Hospital Trust, Cathy Jones, stated, "The backlog of care is considerable and we are working hard to address this." Jane Nichols and her husband arrived at London Luton Airport only to be told that they could not board their EasyJet flight to Italy. It turns out their PCR test would expire by less than an hour when they touched down in Italy. The couple were outraged. A European company in the office supplies market has chosen Bedford as its new base for operations in the UK. 10-year-old Avensis has grown from a small operation to having over 6,500 products in its inventory, from ink and toner to tea bags. The company employs more than 400 people and will occupy space at the Woburn Industrial Estate in Kempston. Halloween enthusiasts can participate in the upcoming Secret Pumpkin event in Moggahanger on Anderson's Farm and Nursery. The event activities are family friendly. Information and tickets can be found on their Facebook page. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.